We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Daf Samach Amud Beis. We're learning the Sugya of Sandal HaMesumer, starting from the Mishnah Daf Samach Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, L'yetzei ish b'sandal HaMesumer, a type of a sandal which is held together by nails. And the Gemara says, Sandal HaMesumer, my Tama, why can't you use this? Why can't you go out with a sandal HaMesumer? And the Gemara brings three different versions of a story. Maybe they all happened. Of how, with the sandal and the sumer, they came to a great danger. A great many people were killed. Either they were in a cave, and they didn't want anyone to go out of the cave. They were afraid that would reveal the location of their hideout. And they noticed a footprint that was going out, and it really was going in. It was just the sandal and the sumer could be worn backwards. And that's why they thought it was going out when it was really going in. And that caused a big panic and a stampede. And many people got killed, or they were in the cave and they heard a sound. Tosafot says it was a sound of a sandal HaMesumer, and they thought that the enemies were coming, and they ran out and they trampled people, and more people got killed that way. Or they were in the shul and they heard a sound, probably also a sound of a sandal HaMesumer, and again it caused a stampede and they trampled each other. Now Rashi also says, here we're saying that the sandal HaMesumer was the cause of the panic, either because the footprint was the wrong way, or because the sound is the sound of the sandal HaMesumer. And Rashi also mentions that the sandal HaMesumer are dangerous if you're trampled with the sandal HaMesumer, that causes much greater harm. Now it's not clear, because of an incident, why that would ask the sandal HaMesumer when there's really no reasonable chance of such a thing happening. Sounds a little bit like Chazal would be geyser when such a tragedy happens, even if it's this particular thing is not likely to cause it to happen again. But there's still some reason to be geyser. I don't fully understand why. That sounds like the Pashtus, but the Arishanim here, the Chedushei Haridva, Hanitvas Michadash, and the Chedushei Haran, that was printed earlier, that's not necessarily from the Ran. They say that it will cause a problem, that you'll cause people to be unhappy on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because when you wear the sandal and mesumah, that will remind them of this terrible tragedy, and it will disturb their simcha of Shabbos and Yom Tov. The only thing that's a little bit shver to me is the Gemara Sakasha Ihachi Bechol Nemilitzer. What was the Havim in the Ta'asa Bechol? If we're dealing with an Isser of Simchas Yom Tov and Shabbos, there's no mitzvah of simcha b'chayil. And the Gemara says, Ma'isek yava b'shabbos hava. And the Gemara says, Yontif also, because there's a knufir, there's a gathering. And the Gemara says, Tanis Sibur also, there's a gathering. The Gemara says, it has to be a gathering with Isser Malacha. So it seems a little bit from the Chedush HaRan that when the Gemara said gathering of Isser Malacha, that means that you're going to disturb the simcha of Shabbos and Yontif. I don't see how it means that. There's nothing to do with the gathering, really. And from the Havamina of Chayil and Tanis Tzibur, it doesn't sound like that's the Gemara was discussing. And the Teretz, the Gemara should have said, that's only on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but it's a Chi of Simcha. What's Knufi de Yisura, Knufi de Atera? Abyssal Shver, to be Miyashavin in the Gemara. The Chedush Eran also brings a Yerushalmi that says that when women, pregnant women, would see a Sandal Masumer, they would miscarry because they would remember, they would panic, they would remember the Ma'ira. And he says, the Yerushalmi, you have to say, only when they saw it in the same setting, the Knufi de Yisura, the gathering that's done by Isra Malacha, that will cause them to associate, that will trigger the memory of the tragedy and cause the Hapala. Now, I saw the Sefer Ishe Yisrael, a Sefer written in Slutsk 150 years ago, that declares, is this Isser an Isser al Tzolcha Shabbos? Or is this an Isser? Stam, al tzolcha sakana, ukadayma. Someone who wears a sandal and a sumer, is it being over on Hilchas Shabbos? Or is it being over stam, tekanas chachamim, al sakana, whatever it is? Vinafkimina la'alacha, he says, if someone's a mumra l'chal Shabbos, according to many paiskim, even a mumra l'chal Shabbos in the Durabbanan, so he has a din of a guy. The mumul chal Shabbos the fast is none of a guy. His shchita is treif. His yayin is yayin nesach, whatever it is. Mashen kain if he's a mumma to other isurim. So he's only a mumma to that isur. but he's still considered a yid for kol ha'tayr kula. He could be samech on a shechita, or at least if you're baidik the second, because yayin is not yayin esach u'kadayma. So this you could clear. Is sandal on a sumer, is it an issa Shabbos? Or is it stam an issa? I mean, he himself is ma'ir. I mean, if on the havim and the yachi b'chol nami yasser, that wouldn't sound like it's an issa Shabbos b'chol. But his dig that it's an issa Shabbos is that it puts it together with all these things in the mission which is Yisuri Shabbos, and it writes at the end, v'm yotza, ein echayev chatos. If it wasn't issa Shabbos, there's no havim to have a chayev chiyev chatos. The Rambam also puts it together with all the dinei Shabbos. It sounds like a din in Hilchos Shabbos. Now we find that Yom Tov is also aser. That's what the Gemara says. Yom Tov is also aser. Even though Yom Tov you're allowed to carry, he's still not allowed to go out with a sandal on Masumer on Yom Tov. But that could be maybe a gzeira Yom Tov at the Shabbos. All the things which they aser on Yom Tov, even though on Yom Tov you're allowed to carry, but they could aser gzeira Yom Tov at the Shabbos. Like the Gemara says, Yantav Shabbos Ke'adadi Ninu. It's considered the same thing. So Nishe Yisrael says, you find sometimes that Chazal would ask us something for one reason, and yet would make it kol into a different Isser. L'mashal, Chazal asked to take haircuts on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because they want you to make sure you take haircut before Yantav. They want you to push it off. So Mel, they asked to take haircuts Chol HaMoed, and now we'll convince you to take the haircut before Yantav. But taking the haircut in Chol HaMoed is called a malacha. Even though normally it would be mutter, it's only asa because you should be taking the haircut before Yom Tov. But they're calling it a malacha. So even though the Isser is Mishum Haitzah, but since the nicer Isser is on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it could be they called it a Shabbos Dik Isser, Haitzah Dik Isser. See, there's also a Shmuz which is related to the Shmuz. The Gemara brings a Braisa, that lo yital mi bayis u bayis afilu mi mita lamita. You're not allowed to walk in the house with a sandal masumer. So that would zicha seem a little bit that it's not a Shabbos dika iser. It's not like an iser etzah. But still, you could say it out that way. You could say that you find that the acid, at least according to Sarmishayim, the acid, the jewelry, even in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, gzeirah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But there is a kasha in the Rambam. The Rambam brings down his lashon is en yitzim besandal mesumer shemasu lechaskev v'afilu biyandiv gozer shleitzavay. The Rambam perik yates halacha beis. He doesn't bring down. He leaves out the halacha of yitayil mimita lemita. So already the Taisus Yom Tov in the end of the first perik of Beis asks his kasha in the Rambam. Why did the Rambam leave that out? The Rambam is mashma clearly that Yolana wear it in the house. He says lo yetze. Later in the parak, the Rambam says, wherever I said lo yetze, is even asr nechatsa she'enim urevis. But the Rambam shita is that all these jewelries are mutter in nechatsa urevis or in a bayis. So the clear mashmois of the Rambam is that a sandal masum is also mutter in nechatsa urevis and in a bayis. In Chayrit Shver, the Braisa says that it's not. So achrayim that blayim shver. And there are achrayim the tzlachim beya, the svasemis beya, that says it, that makes cheshbonis in the sugya, that the Rambam held that no, that we don't paskin like that braisa. We paskin, it's only us to go out with it. Kobi, that's what's tullying a little bit. According to the Rambam, be yisaitis and yisaitzah Shabbos. That's how the Rambam brings it. He brings it, I mean, that's how really the Mishnah brings it. But in the Rambam, maybe it's even more meduik that he brought it in that way. And it's an Issa Shabbos, and there they weren't geyser inside the house, they're only geyser outside. Now, shaking that braisa held that it was not an Issa al Sakana, or an Issa al Simchas Shabbos and Simchas Yom Tov, not a malachadika Issa, or that the Nashim shouldn't be mapal levladeis to Kadaima. So it wouldn't be a din mi Yisuri Shabbos Bechlal. It happens to be Asur and Shabbos, because that's the yom of Knufya di Yisura. But it's not a din mehilcha Shabbos kol v'chlal. Now the Gemara, when it's discussing if it's asur on Yom Tov, the Gemara brings a Mishnah as a raya that it's asur on Yom Tov, because the Mishnah says you can't send a sandal on Masumer on Yom Tov. Now let us send someone a gift of a sandal Masumer on Yom Tov. And Rashi says, so you see another word on Yantif, because it says that anything which you could use on Yantif, you could send. So if you can't send the sandal Masumar on Yantif, that's all right, you're not wear it on Yantif. So Taisus asks Akasha, that Mishnah really says that anything that you could use B'chayil, you could send on Yantif. Since sandal Masumar you could use B'chayil, why can't you send it on Yantif? So Taisus says, they were more machmir, because since the Takala came al Yaday, they were more machmir, and they didn't allow you to send it, even though you could use it B'chayil, but they didn't allow you to send it. Later, Taisa says a lashon that since the takala came al yaday leka simchas yamtif, because before Taisa was going like the man the Amar, that you're not allowed to move it even lechasis by clear lisuch by kare amita. Even though why would that be aser? At worst, it's a klishim lachtel isit shemimutel atzerach gufay. Ella they were more machme because it's bought takala al yaday. That sounds like the reason why you can't send it. It's for the same reason you can't be metaltlit, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and that's a special chumrah, because they didn't want you to wear it, because it's bata kal al yaday. But then Taisa says a different pshat, that even according to the Rabbanan, that hold that you could move it, you still can't send it, even though, even something that you can't use, but you could be metaltlit, you're still allowed to send. And why is that, Taisa says? Because sending a gift blames tiltul tzar gufay mekaymai. But the Amur Machmet Sandal Masumataisa says, because it's not called Simchas Yamtiv to send it. It was Bata Kala Yada, it's not called Simchas Yamtiv to send it. So Kvega makes an interesting point on this Taisis. Taisis is saying that you need a Bezundari Isser to send the Sandal Masumar. Thus, a lane that you're not allowed to use it is not a reason why you're not allowed to send it, even though it's only mutal tzarech gufay. So Taisus sending a present, that's called tzarech gufay. That's a big chiddush. As I think, it's only when you want to use the keli, that's called tzarech gufay. When you want to send it as a present, that's called tzarech gufay. But Taisus says, the fact that it says that anything they could use b'chayil, he could send on yantif, even if he can use on yantif, so that sounds that even a kli shemlach l'isser, you're allowed to send as a present on yantif. Based days, sending a present is called the tzarech gufay. So Rabbi Kivega, it was a halacha l'maisa. His case was that the community used to present the newlywed couple, the chassan, with silver candlesticks. Now, silver candlesticks, if you didn't light with them that Shabbos, are klishim lachta l'iser, they're mutl tzarech gufay. Apparently, he didn't have on that they were muksa machsa sarin kiss. Maybe they weren't so expensive. But the silver candlesticks are a klisha machtel iser. So Zakhtar b'kivega, b'chiddish, that you're allowed to present somebody with a gift of candlesticks on Shabbos or Yomtiv, and Yomtiv for sure, it's not a klisha machtel iser, but on Shabbos, because giving someone a wedding gift would be called a tzarech gufay, and a klisha machtel iser, you're allowed to move a tzarech gufay. That's Rabbi Kivega's mayor on this thesis. Now, the Gemara goes through a line of different halachas about sandal amasumer. How many nails it has, it needs a certain minimum amount of nails, that's called lechazek. If it has less than that, that's called lenoi, and it's mutter. Most of the nails have to be in a proper way. If you have it come in kalbus, like a U-nail, it's not considered usur. If there's a tas, if there's a head on the nail, it would be mutter because of that. Or if you have a lot of nails that the ground shouldn't destroy it, it's mutter. So you have a lot of different halachas. Also, it's only a sandal that's aser, not a minnow. So if you have a lining, if it's not an open-toed shoe, then it's a minnow, and then it becomes mutter. So the Rif brings all this on Gemara down, and he stops, and the Rosh adds that the reason why all this is mutter is because they only asked it precisely like that shoe which happened the story. And the Rosh says, v'tzirosei nel memeitanu. And we don't know the exact form of that shoe, which sounds like the Rosh, that we don't have that shoe anymore, and therefore, it will be mutter to go out with all our shoes that we have. The Ran also says it. The Ran also explains that it has to be a shoe came like that shoe. He says it has to be that the top is leather and the sole is wood, and it has nails, and it's also a type of shoe that's reversible. Like the Gemara said that one of their shoes are reversible. So we don't have such a shoe anymore, he says. So our sandal, even though it's held together by nails, is mutter. But he says a possible reason why it's usher is because it slips off the foot easily. So anytime you have something which could slip off, and you carry it down Amis v'shesaram, that alone would make it usher. But it seems like the gzeir of sandal and mesumer, the Ran agrees with the Rush that you don't have that gzeir anymore. But kamer rishayim bring a minik to be machmer, the tur l'mashal, says ve'elu asandalim shalonu hamesumarim ena b'chlal zeh, that the sandal mesumer that we have is not a real sandal mesumer, but the minigus ta'aser ve'ein lifreitz geder. The guy Maimoni brings that down also, that the sandal that we don't have these sandals, our sandal ma'mutter, ala shechmir al atzman. Rabbeinu Yerucham brings that the minigus ta'aser, and he says he thinks it's a minig b'tayis, they think it's a sandal mesumer, but it's not. But he says, "Im kol zeh lisa matir b'makom shenogu b'yisur." I wouldn't be matired in a place with a noyig isur. So the Torah, the Gaius Maimonides, Rabbeinu Yerucham, they all bring such a minig, and even though they say it's really not a sandal of mesumer, but you shouldn't be makel b'makom shenogu b'yisur. Now the Bach brings the Marshal, and the Drisha also says that even what they were noyig was similar to a sandal of mesumer, but the shoes that we have are b'chlal not similar, Mamel, there's not even a minik to Asir. And the Shulchan Aruch leaves out the entire din of sandal and mesumer. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch or later than the Shulchan Aruch at all. It seems that whatever minik there was, it was only because since there's a minik, so you shouldn't be mattered for them. But once the minik went out of style, so there's no makam to be machmer b'chlal. The Beis Yosef does bring a kolbay that says that even if it doesn't look like their shoes, it's Asir. And he also brings a tam that it could slip off the foot. But he says, the Chayyid HaKolba is not as connected, the Ikadin of the Rishenim, it's the Chayyir Medivri HaPeskim, that Fakir, the Chazal had a specific tzura in mind, and you don't have that tzura, avad it's mutter. Reish Yosef also comments on the Rambam. The Chayyir is a bit shver no matter what. The Rambam brings, ain't like we said, ain't yainsin, besandl ha-mesumer. But the Rambam leaves out all the pratim and the pratim the Gemara has. How many nails? He writes that it has to be lechazik, but he doesn't write the number of nails. He doesn't write the different cases of the Gemara, of the kalbus and the tas. And he doesn't write that they weren't geizer in the middle. Leaves out all the entire thing. So the Beis Yosef says that the Beis Yosef also holds that it's mutter, if it's not in the tzur of the sandal, and therefore the Beis Yosef says that the Rambam also holds that it's mutter, if it's not in the regular tzur of the sandal, and the Rambam also misnama holds that there's no such thing as a sandal masumer anymore. But the reason why he didn't write that beferish was because it didn't say it in the Gemara, and therefore he didn't write it. But Lamaisa, he left out all the different pratim and pratim of the Gemara, because it's not negay anymore. He's not going to write all the pratim, which is not negeya. So he didn't want to write beferish that it's not negeya. This is how I understand the Beis Yosef, because since the Gemara didn't say beferish, that's a derech of the Rambam, not to write his egen azachin, that you don't have a very clear makar from Shas from it. But leidach isa, to describe the sandal masunu with all the pratim, it's not negeya. We don't have a sandal masumer, and that's why the Rambam left it out. And now let's go a little bit into the pratim of the sugya. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Hashanu al lechazik, aval l'noy mutter." The only time it's usher is when the nails are there to lechazik, to hold the shoe together. But l'noy, if the nails are there just for decoration, it's mutter. The kama l'noy, and how much is just for decoration? Rav Yechon Amar Chamash b'zeh v'chamash b'zeh, Rav Chanina Amar Sheva b'zeh v'sheva b'zeh. The Gemara is mavur that in order to be lechazik, there has to be a line of nails. Otherwise, it's not considered lechazik. If there's too few nails, and it's not really, the nails aren't really what's holding the shoe together, the Miri says, it's a strap that's holding the shoe together, because the nails is not enough of the nails to hold the shoe together. So that's cool that the nails aren't lechazik, that's called l'noy, and it's mutter. If there's a lot of nails, then we assume the nails are there lechazik to hold it together. The Gemara has a number 13 later, and all the way at the end of the sugya, there was a number 24 or 22, The pshat is, if it's fewer nails, then could be it's mutter, because that's what's called l'noy. If it's more nails, then it's l'chazik. And the Sfasemis wants to say a chiddush, that the pshat is, that if it's takavir l'chazik, even if it's five nails, it will be aser. What the Gemara means is, when it's l'noy, even when it's l'noy, but if you have a line of nails, it looks like it's l'chazik. So it's going to be aser, even if it's l'noy. The kamalinoi means how few could you have? How many could you have and still consider it lanoi? Because more than that, even if you didn't put it there lechazek, it wouldn't be considered lanoi and would be called lechazek. But if you taka did it lechazek, then it would taka be us even less. And he has a raya. He wants to explain with this the later sugya. The Braisa said, Noshu roiv masmeroisav, if most of the nails fell out, v'nishtaya b'dal v'hei mutter, and Rebbe Matir at Sheva. If it's most of the nails fell out, there's four or five left, it's mutter, Rebbe's matter till seven, and the Gemara is mavur that that's the same number as what's mutter metchila. And the Gemara said, Hagu fakash, it's a stirim minei ube. Noshu roiv masmeroisav would sound like, as long as roiv of the masmeris fell out, it's mutter, even if there's a lot. Lamashal, let's say there are 32 masmerim, and 18 fell out, and there's 14 left, that'll be mutter. And then it says, no, it's only when there's 4 or 5, it's mutter. Rebbe says 7. But even though Rav is gone, it's still usher, unless it's all the way down to 4 or 5, 4 besandal katan, 5 besandal gadol, or 7 according to Rebbe. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, kancha nigmamu, kancha nekru. It depends if the nail is completely pulled out, or the nail was just chopped off, but the nail is still there. So Rashi has two lashonos, which one is which? One lashon is by nigmamu, even rav is mutter. Why? Because you could see it's not the same shoe. If most of the nails are chepped with, and you could see they're chepped with, the nigmamu, they're not totally nekru, you could see that they're stunted. They're half off, but you could see. So if you could see that rave of the nails are banged out, and they're not nekru legamri, so you could see them that's still inside, but they're banged out, so even rave is already mutter. Mashenke nekru. Nekru looks like it never was there. So then we go down to the original number, which is 5, according to Tanakam, and 7, according to Rebbe. So the fact is vasemis, but what's the chiddush at its mutter? What's the chiddush at its mutter? Why should it be aser? If 5 is mutter, what's the difference if you put in 5 metchila, or metchila you put in 20 and now there's 5? According to the second lashon of Rashi, it's fakert, that if it's nekru, even rave is good enough. And the reason is, because if the shoe started off with 32 nails, and now it's down to 14, so it's nishken shoe anymore. Rave that fell off, it's nishken, it doesn't work anymore. Mashengen if it's nigmamu, so they're still holding strong. So it's still the same shoe. It's just nigmamu. So it's not called the shinui until you have so few whole nails that would have been mutter from the tchil of the shoe. So that's both chidushim. That nekru is a chidush, that even though you have more nails than you need, but since you started off with more than twice as much as what you have now, raven and fell out, that's alone is a heter. And nigmamu is also a chidush, because you have all the nails there. But since you're all the way down, it looks like you only have 5, so that's also a heter. But if you're going to say that nigmamu is already good with rave, because it doesn't look like the same shoe, but nekru looks like the same shoe, but what's the chiddush by nekru? It's mutter by 4 or 5. That was mutter in the beginning. So Zaktis HaSemis, if you would have said it's miyoshev. Because it's only mutter 5 or 7 or 13 if it's takal anai. But if you made it lechazek, no matter what you did was aser. So when you have a bunch of nails there, and that's lechazek, and now, and you taka did it lechazek, and now there were nekru when you're down to 4 or 5, but these 4 or 5 were put in lechazek. So that could be a very big havamina that is aser. Kamash malon, that when you taka originally put in the 5 lechazek, that's taka aser. But now that you really put in much more nails, and Ravidam was gone, and more than Rav, Atke de Kach, that you only have 5 left, if you have more than 5 left, so people will think that this is what it was there to begin with, and if you have more than that, even Lanai, it's Aser, because it's called Lechazik, looks like Lechazik, Savad, it's Aser. But when you only have 5 left, even though Yitak originally put in Lechazik, but that's the Chiddush, that since you put in moon, it's nashu raiv, so it's no longer considered lechazek. Aye, it's lanai. Lanai also has a shear. So then we have the shear of lanai. 5, or according to Rebbe, 7. So if you're going to say that even when you put it originally lechazek, it's mutter by five, so there's no chiddush of nashirayv mesmeresav. Of course it's mutter. Five is always mutter. What's the chiddush of a nashu? Five is mutter. But since when you originally put them lechazek, even five is aser. It's only when you do it lenoi, five is mutter, and more than that is taka aser, even when you did it lenoi, because it looks like lechazek. So that's the chiddush. Here you taka put a lechazek, but you put in more, and it was nashirubam. So that's why it's mutter. That's a shtickle from the Sves Emes.